Welcome to the Women in Business Impact Lab podcast. Maximize your leadership potential and professional advancement and be inspired. We're delighted to be your source for personal, professional, and organizational growth and development from a women in business perspective. We share our original research, explore industry and workforce trends, and interview female executives, allies, and thought leaders from across the globe. Join us for practitioner-oriented content around all things women in business, leadership challenges, talent management, organizational development, change management, and diversity and inclusion.
Invited me to collaborate with her on this about a year ago. I really had no understanding of what this competition was going to be about. But over the past year, getting to know more about it, and now meeting many of you and seeing what you're doing, I'm blown away. Ironically, as I thought, well, what would I be talking about today? Part of it was, what did I wish I'd known when I was your age? What do I wish somebody had told me? And I can tell you 100% that at your age, I would not have been ambitious enough or courageous enough to participate in a case study competition. I wouldn't have, and you'll see why. So, to my younger self, to each of you, admire the bangs. When I first began putting Fix All together, even the idea, I met with somebody who referred me to a very seasoned CEO, and the question I asked was, if you could go back to the stage I am at right now, what advice would you give your younger self? And he gave me incredible business insights. But today I'm going to give you a couple of insights a little different than that. At one point in my life, I had everything mapped out. I believed everything was going to go according to plan, and nothing has gone according to plan, not one thing. And you can expect that to be the case, and that's okay. I am very, very messy. I'm pretty messy. But I didn't used to think I could be. I didn't have permission from myself to be that messy person. And I'm asking you today to give yourself permission, even if you have to write it down. I give myself permission. Brené Brown has talked about this before. Give yourself permission to be who you are. It's remarkable that you're even here. Remarkable that you're doing the things you're doing, that you have the ambitions that you have, the character that you have, but also be messy, that you will make mistakes, that things will fall apart, that things won't go according to plan. You may not get that job you want. Maybe you'll get the one you want and then find out you don't like it. Maybe you'll get the degree that you wanted to get and work in it for a year and decide, I hate this. Maybe you'll get into relationships that fall apart, lose people you love, you'll break down. I've had every one of those things, and it's okay. But be you, and use your voice, and speak up for yourself, and say no when you want to say no, and yes when you want to say yes. And avoid comparison. This was my best friend in high school. Actually, from the time we were in like third grade all the way through high school, and her name's Kara. And I compared myself to her all the time. her parents, so she was the youngest of six kids, and the next oldest sibling was like 15 years older than her. So it was kind of like being an only child. And the sheets smelled really good at her house, and the refrigerator was always super clean, and her dad wore a tie and a smile, and her mom wore a dress, and dinner was always ready. And I thought that was so great. And I would think, I loved going to her house. It was calm. It was quiet. She had the better clothes. She had the attention. And my life wasn't like that. I was the youngest of three girls. Our mom was sick. Life was busy. It was chaotic. I was messy. We were all messy. But later in life, I talked to Kara, and we compared. I told her all these things. You know, I only have white sheets on my bed now because that's what you had, and I loved it, and I have these memories. And she said, but your house always had the better snacks, and your house had the movie library, and we could do all these crazy things at your house, and I couldn't do that at my house. And we didn't have social media to compare ourselves with. But I've come to realize that that comparison shorts what we do have to be grateful for. We're constantly looking at what we don't have rather than what we do have. So I encourage you to look at what you do have and avoid the comparison, because it won't get you anywhere. Seeking out role models and mentors. The fact that you're here says you're already doing that. Gosh, I didn't. My first 2 years in college, I failed almost every class. I retook them all. I never asked for help. I didn't see a counselor. I'm a first-generation college student. I did not want to appear weak by looking for somebody to help me. I had an arrogance that said, no, I can do it myself. I'll figure it out myself. But that created a long, windy, messy road because I had to retake everything. And gosh, and that was expensive too. But I've learned to have great role models and great mentors, and I have sought them out in the last few years. And here, this picture is several of my mentors and role models. And one of the best parts about having a role model and a mentor is they give you access to a network that you wouldn't be able to access. So one of my mentors said to me, when I asked him to help advise me with Fixall, he said, here is a list of people you need to know. These people are really important for you to know. And I said, okay. Thinking he's going to make some introductions. And he said, go meet them and let me know when you're done. Come back to me. And it was scary because I thought, oh, these people are way out of my league. These people will never get an audience. I'll never be able to talk to them. But people are really pretty gracious. And if you approach somebody and say, I want to learn from you, can I have 15 minutes of your time to ask you some questions and get some feedback? People say yes. And anybody, me or your other professors or the people who are the judges, I bet if you reached out, I bet people would be willing to give you advice or direction or feedback. Showing up. If you look at my LinkedIn, you'll see that over the past year, I've been at a lot of things, and I appear to be everywhere. People who know me are nodding. There may be four of me that are everywhere. And I show up at everything because that's the only way I'm going to learn. When I started Fixall, I had no business in tech. I'd never been a founder of a startup. I did not know the acronyms and the words and the phrases and the technological things. And so I just started showing up at anything that was open to people from the public. And I smiled and I nodded a lot and took notes. Look that up, because I didn't know what they were talking about. But showing up over and over and over, meeting people. Every time I went to something, I met somebody that helped me move one step closer to something else. And some of those things are just people who became great friends. People who I could call if I needed something. Others have been tremendous assets in growing my company. Different ways to show up. Number one, show up for yourself. Show up to take care of you. Show up in your own life to advocate for yourself, care for yourself, look after yourself. Show up in the workplace. When you're supposed to be there. Quiet quitting is a huge problem. It's costing trillions of dollars in our economy. So if you're there, do the job. Show up and do the job you're there for. Show up at school. I did this little bubble with a chemistry lab in it because when I was a student here, I had this reoccurring dream about a chemistry class that I wasn't at. And I had that dream for years, probably 10 years. Like, why do I keep dreaming that I haven't shown up for chemistry? When I applied for graduate school and got my transcripts, because I signed up for a chemistry class I never went to, and I don't know. I have no answer, but my dreams were trying to tell me something. Show up at school. If you sign up for the class, go to the class. Be present in it. Show up when you don't think you're enough. There have been so many things that I have shown up at lately where I've thought, I do not belong in this space. But you know what I do? We all do. We deserve to take up space. We all deserve a seat at the table. We deserve to be in the room. Show up when you don't think you do. And show up when you don't meet every qualification. Women tend to not apply for jobs that they don't meet all the qualifications for. Men see a job listing, they meet some qualifications, and they're like, yeah, I'll apply for that. If you meet every qualification, there's no room for growth. So apply for the things that you don't think you're qualified for. It gives you room to grow. And then self-advocacy. This has become a big deal to me in the past few years. So in 2021 and 2022, when I did treatment for breast cancer, advocacy became my lifeline. Because who knows me better than me? My medical team doesn't know me better than me, and nobody else does. And self-advocacy has become my mantra. Know your value, learn, be informed so you can make good decisions, say what you want, communicate clearly, network strategically, ask for feedback, learn to negotiate. You're all going to have to negotiate many things in your life, whether it's for a job, for a salary, with a partner, with kids. You will negotiate. Embrace failure and celebrate the successes. And then last, embrace change. Nothing is going to be what you think it is. The only certainty you have is that things will change. The only thing that you can control is how you're dealing with it. And there will be good times and there will not. Palm trees, those of you in Florida teams, Team Emma, palm trees can blow this way and that way. There's a reason there's not palm trees in Utah, besides the climate, but palm trees can be flexible. So be flexible. Think of the palm tree when you're thinking about the different things that are going on, because your changes will be inevitable. They will be persistent. They're planned and unplanned. Just be flexible. Flow with things. Be okay with it. And say, okay, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to make a lot of changes. So let me give you an update on Fixall. As you've seen in the case study, when I started this project, it was a number of years ago. And I had a partner in it, a technical partner I'd brought in. Things didn't work out. Had to make a huge pivot. Took a break. to do cancer treatment. Had to buy out that partner. Everything we developed got thrown out. It wasn't relevant anymore. It started as a mobile app, a texting app that I thought for my divorce clients would be really helpful. But it was bigger than that. So it was a huge pivot, a huge loss of money that had been invested. And it would have been really easy. In fact, there are a lot of times it was on my mind that I'm not going to do this. It doesn't make sense. It's too hard. And I've gone so far and had to backtrack, and why bother? And I'm so glad that I didn't give it up, that the pivot was okay, and that I wasn't attached to a thing. I wasn't attached to it looking a certain way or being a certain way. I wasn't attached to a certain outcome. I wasn't stuck on an expectation. And instead it was, okay, this part doesn't make sense anymore. Now we're going to do it this way. So since January, since the case study was written, the platform is fully built. It is developed. It now is being tested. We've created our own data center. We have our own language models. We've put billions of data points into those language models so that we're not dependent on open sources, on other models. And now I'm like, oh, it's real. You know, there's a time when you're building something and it's an idea and it's super exciting, but there's nothing really at stake except for, in this case, like just my own money. And if I have to grow that again, I can do that. But now it's real and it's kind of scary. So I'm leaning into that and I'm embracing that. And we'll see what's next. I'm really excited because so many of you have done a lot of research that's going to be very helpful and have insights and new points of view and differing perspectives that I probably never would have thought of. So I feel like we're all partners in this, that we're doing this together. And I hope we stay in touch and talk about it again and can get together in a year somewhere really great in the mountains and have a big, great dinner and talk about what happened last year when it was still just in beta. So thank you all for being my partners in Fixall and in teaching me. And I'm excited to see what happens tomorrow. So thank you.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Women in Business Impact Lab podcast. We hope you stay healthy and safe, and that you have a great week.